Tim Dimoff, Sykes Consulting Investigative Services. I want to sort through a couple of the headline stories we've talked about here over the last week or so. First, the Chauvin trial, the killing of George Floyd, the closing arguments later this morning, then the jury will have it. They've got to get all 12 jurors to agree on the charges, the three, as far as for a conviction. It looks like the defense was trying to say it was anything except him putting his knee on Floyd's neck that killed him.
Yeah, and that's the whole center of this case. The prosecution spent 2 weeks in presenting their case, and the defense only spent 2 days in the defense of their case. And ironically, the prosecution was able to bring forward a couple medical pathologist types who were able and testified that they felt that leaning on the neck was a definite contributory to the cause of death to George Floyd. That was a substantial success for the prosecution. And, of course, the defense had their defense was that the neck pressure on the neck did not cause the death. And I think when it comes down to finding him guilty for murder or not murder, it's going to come down to whether the jury buys into the experts of the prosecution that the pressure on the neck helped contribute to the death of George Floyd. If they do, they'll be found guilty of murder. If they don't, then they're going to have to go to a lesser charge of manslaughter.
Indianapolis FedEx facility, sadly, memorial services have begun for the 8 killed there. There are now reports that suspected gunman, who was also dead, the police department conducted a mental health check, took a gun away from him at some point, but then later he was legally, I guess, able to purchase other weapons.
Yeah, he actually walked in with a rifle and started randomly shooting people, killing eight people, including himself, injuring about 7 others. And my understanding is he was a former employee, and I'm going to say a couple years ago, 1 or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And ironically for Indianapolis, this is the 3rd shooting in that city this year already.
One other, and the investigation will continue, but little Adam Toledo, the 15-year-old, that supposedly looks like in the chase, he throws the gun over the fence. He turns around. Tim, his hands are up. I mean, his hands are up, and he shot.
Yeah, they're going to be looking at that very carefully. The body cams have been very helpful to really make it clear to what happened in these shootings. And so, in that shooting, if in fact the hands are up, the question comes down to, and they're going to have to break this film down frame by frame. A lot of times on film, you can see the hands are up, but the shots were fired seconds before that.
Right.
So what's really going to be important is the timing of hearing the shooting in that body cam.
Tim Dimoff, Sykes Consulting Investigative Services, with some analysis on some of these cases. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you.